1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The CNN presidential debate, so far the only debate officially scheduled, was full of charges and countercharges from President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Trump made several sweeping attacks.
His military policies are insane. They're insane. These are wars that will never end with him. He will drive us into World War III, and we're closer to World War III than anybody can imagine.
Biden, his voice hoarse from what aides say is a cold, became animated after Trump accused him of treating veterans badly.
Every single thing he said is a lie. Every single one. For example, veterans are a hell of a lot better off since I passed the PACT Act. 1 million of them now have insurance, and their families have it.
But Biden's sometimes halting performance in the CNN presidential debate has resulted in some in his own party publicly questioning if he should continue his campaign. More on that from CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We were warned ahead of this. If Democrats see a good performance tonight, they'll be okay with it. They'll move on. If they don't, panic will ensue. Tonight, there are signs that some elected officials in the party may be at least talking about going to the White House and the Biden campaign and saying he's got to rethink whether he should be the nominee. How far that would go, how serious it would be, remains to be seen with just a few weeks until the Chicago convention, but it is being talked about in real ways.
Trump and Biden will both begin campaign swings Friday. A police officer in the Seattle suburbs has been found guilty on charges of second-degree murder. Charlie Harger of KIRO Seattle reports.
Prosecutors argued Auburn, Washington police officer Jeff Nelson did not do enough to de-escalate a confrontation with Jesse Saray in 2019, and a jury agreed.
If you could please announce your verdict.
Guilty.
Nelson is the first officer convicted under a Washington state law requiring efforts to de-escalate when confronting people in crisis. Charlie Harger, CBS News, Seattle.
That slow-moving heat dome continues to broil Texas and much of the South. CBS's Omar Villafranca says it's going to stick around a few more days.
Cities from Atlanta to Dallas could see temperatures in the triple digits heading into the weekend. More rain is in the forecast for areas around the edges of the heat dome, including the flooded states in the upper Midwest, where more severe thunderstorms are ahead.
Researchers in South Africa have injected radioactive material into the horns of 20 rhinoceroses to try to reduce poaching. The idea is the radiation detectors already in place at national borders would detect the horns and help rangers arrest the poachers. Too late for the particular rhino, though. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us on the next Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week with the ADRC in Part 1 and Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent in Part 2. Listen every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ya'imwa Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8 plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I'll definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like,
just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, a southeast breeze, and temperatures will drop to the mid and upper 50s by daybreak, and a couple of showers possible by that point. A little better chance of rain on Friday, showers and storms, highs reaching the lower 70s, currently 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Kellen Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. We're going to do a round of, would you like a side of corruption with that?
Ooh.
A little bit later on this hour. Next hour, as he does every other Thursday, the Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will join us. Brewers sweeping the Rangers.
Sweeping the who?
The World Series champions. I know. That was pretty impressive. So I'm sure that will come up. And the Bucks, the NBA draft is getting underway. And Brittany Merlot will be here to talk weather and wine with Brittany Merlot coming up at 11:50. I hope you can stick around for that. We did have breaking news just as we were coming on the air this morning, and we will get into this further next hour at the top of the hour. But Supreme Court ruling, which leaked yesterday, hospitals in Idaho that get federal money must now allow emergency abortion care to stabilize patients, even though Idaho strictly bans abortions. This decision does not address the substance of the case. Litigation is continuing. The justice is just temporarily reinstating a lower court ruling that allowed hospitals to perform emergency abortions without being subject to prosecution under the ban. So effectively, the Supremes are just kicking the can down the road. I mean, this is good for women who need emergency care in Idaho because they could be refused.
But once again, I feel like it was either you or Dr. Lyerly who brought this up. What then constitutes emergencies? Because if you just say emergency care, if the doctor says, I am a doctor, it's an emergency. And then someone else says, no, it wasn't. You did a bad thing. You're now going to jail and she's going to jail. It must feel a skosh easier, but I mean, you're still like,
well, again, nothing has been decided permanently.
Yeah.
And so they can still overturn this after the election. And as someone commented on Twitter this morning, don't be fooled that this is some softening of the court's position on abortion. This is a deliberate assist to the GOP to postpone the ruling until after the election, so Trump and GOP candidates don't have to talk about it going into the election.
Oh yeah, because that's the other thing
they don't want to talk about this.
We've touched on it a little bit. These candidates have changed websites, changed stump speeches.
They have disappeared, disappeared things from their websites.
Oh my gosh. One of the biggest ones, Carrie Lake, took abortion off her website.
Oh,
and she was one of the fervent pro-lifers.
Oh yeah. They just don't want to be tied to this at all, even though this is what they all ran on. This is what they all celebrated, was the overturning of Roe when Dobbs came out 2 years ago. So now they're trying to... they can't back away from this fast enough.
Nope.
No. I never said that. I didn't mean that. Whoops.
Yeah.
So again, we will talk about this a little bit more Next hour, at the top of the hour, Dr. Kristen Lierley was here yesterday from 11 to 11:30 talking about some of what's happened on the ground since Roe fell. So Brendan commenting on the live stream. So our pro-life friends have managed to make it. Some more dead babies are being born in states like Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. And that's what we talked about yesterday with Dr. Lierley, women being forced to carry non-viable pregnancies to term. I saw one woman interviewed who said, it's unbelievable knowing that instead of planning my child's first birthday party, while I am still carrying it, I am now planning for my child's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The patented Jane Matinere. All right.
Yes, let's move on. Debate. Presidential debate tonight. We will have coverage starting at 7:30 with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. That starts at 7:30 across the Civic Media Network. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. They usually run fairly on time.
Yeah.
It's unlike a rally, which can be, you know, the starting times can be,
Yeah, they have to answer to
the networks.
Networks and commercials and the money people.
So. Supposed to go about 90 minutes, and then we will have a 30-minute recap across all Civic Media stations after the debate tonight. A lot of people say, I've been seeing everything from 61% to 70% of Americans say they're going to watch.
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing thing because it is really stoke the fire. People are kind of like, oh, this is going to be a nothing burger. Why are we even doing this right now? Especially so early. Like, that's the thing that we have to remember. We essentially had very little to no primary. Everybody on the GOP was knocked out.
Right.
No one was a serious challenge in the Democratic Party to Joe Biden. So the fact that we're having a presidential debate in June versus, say, fall, usually it happens after the conventions. The fact that we're doing it now is kind of crazy. And people who casually follow elections like this are like, wait a minute, I was waiting to get... It's kind of like baseball for some people where they're like, I'll care about it more in the fall, like playoffs.
When we get closer.
Yeah, when the playoffs are happening, that's when I'll start caring. But now it's happening. And I got to say, I would pay a little bit of money to a charity that he hated to be in the room of Donald Trump right now. Because he's all bloviating and all like, I'll go in there and blah, blah. But he is probably freaking out right now.
Do you think so?
I think so. Yeah, because he's a baby. He can't handle anything because he is probably saying the exact things to his staff that he's saying to the people about. He's going to be on drugs. He's going to all these different things. And they just want him to focus, which I doubt they're even trying at this point. They're being like, all right, just put a quarter in him, give him 90 minutes.
Send him out there and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't coach him.
No.
Donald Trump. I mean, you can't.
No.
He's going to, like you said, he's going to do what he wants to do anyway because he knows better.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Than everyone.
Yes. He's only going to have people in the room saying, you're going to be great. You're going to destroy him. I don't let a turned off mic stop you, sir. You are our great leader.
And this is a different format than there have been in the past for presidential debates because,
correct,
as you just said, if you're not speaking, if it's not your time to speak, your mic's going to get cut off. Mm-hmm. That will be really interesting to see how Trump handles that.
And a big component, too, no audience.
Right. No one to play to.
Yeah.
No one to play to.
No one to suck up to him. No one to give him all the applause and the adulation that is baked into his DNA that he requires to exist. He needs the support of others, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a different kind of debate tonight. Will you watch? I'm just curious. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sharky from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. What do you want to say about tonight's debate?
I'm going to watch it like a bum on a pastrami sandwich. And I'll tell you this, or I should ask you this. Do we have enough information to indicate how the booths tonight are going to be set up, if they're going to be sound? If they're just cutting off his mic, he can bellow out.
So, yeah.
You know, once he bellows, off goes that oxygen, I'm hoping. So
I don't think they're going to be in soundproof booths, Sharky, although that would be something.
Cone of silences.
Ooh, that's even better. We can bring back Get Smart. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in booths. And it will, again, that's why I think that's going to be really fascinating to see how he handles that, having to take his turn and having to follow the rules.
No, no, no. That won't happen. Just because, but Sharky's right. Just because his mic will be cut off doesn't mean he won't talk. And we will hear what's happening because there will be other microphones picking up sound. So he will interrupt. That's all there is to it. It's just it'll be quieter interrupting. Tony, listening, watching on the live stream right now, said, going to watch here in South Dakota. Hide your dog. Hope Biden brings it and convinces those on the fence. Me too. I said it before. If he can not only deliver a performance like he did at the State of the Union, I shouldn't say performance, bring the energy, but also handle Trump by just letting him spin out and being a president, which he is, being cool, calm, and collected, which Joe Biden can be, maybe a couple of razzes, a couple of digs, I think we'll see something special tonight.
And I have to laugh about all of the right-wing media outlets, because they're all over he's going to be hopped up now on energy drinks. First, I thought it was cocaine. Yeah. First, it was cocaine. He's going to be all jacked up. Trump said the other night he's going to get a shot in his butt for something. And now what, Red Bull? Now it's just Red Bull.
Right before, it's going to be like, Joe Biden, I saw him dumping pixie sticks down his gullet. He's just high on the sugar.
Shotgunning Red Bull in backstage, apparently.
Brendan on the live stream also said, CNN posted a mic check showing that you will not be able to hear him unless he yells. Well, guess what?
Well, he'll be yelling.
Boy, gonna be yelling.
We got a great article from our friend and colleague Luke Mathers.
Yes.
About the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Yes.
Which was established in 1987, and it ran general election debates from 1988 on. And now it's kind of been neutered.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because things have changed. Attitudes have changed. This will be in the show notes for the podcast today.
It's worth a read.
It's very much worth a read.
But things really fell apart, not surprisingly.
When?
During 2020. During the debate in Cleveland. The Commission on Presidential Debates and the Cleveland Clinic had put in place strict COVID-19 protocols. Attendees were tested that morning, results in the afternoon with the full Monty. They weren't instant tests. These were tests. The audience was small. They were separated. Great ventilation. Masks required. When the Trump entourage came in, they sat down and took off their masks. A Cleveland Clinic doctor went over to them, Trump family and staff, asking them to follow the protocols, and were met with a figurative middle finger.
Yeah.
Trump's guests, including Jim Jordan and Marsha Blackburn, walking around maskless, delighting in flouting the rules.
And then what happened?
And we learned later that Trump had tested positive for COVID before the debate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is a group that exists to keep a standard and to keep, I don't want to say classy, but to make sure that they're important.
That rules are followed and protocols are followed. And now.
But here we are.
Yes, here we are. All right. Bingo cards for tonight's presidential debate. We talked about this yesterday. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, the Calvinator. On the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. If you have the Civic Media app, which is completely free, you can call and text directly from the app or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Presidential debate tonight. Our coverage here in Civic Media will start at 7:30 with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and our friend and colleague, Todd Alba, who worked in government for a long time.
Yes.
And Todd's show, of course, from noon to 2 p.m. here across the network. So check that out. Our coverage starts tonight at 7:30. The debate itself supposed to start at 8 p.m. and go for about 90 minutes, and then they'll have a little recap after that, too. We had talked about this a little bit yesterday about putting together a bingo card for tonight's debate.
Yeah.
Or we were talking about drinking games.
Yeah.
Is what it started up.
Yeah, exactly. Like any good Wisconsinites, everything starts off with a drinking component.
And Penny from La Crosse shared with us a bingo card that she put together for her friends for tonight's debate, which is hilarious.
Yes.
And so some of her squares include fake news, travel ban, bing bing.
Yep.
Bing bing.
Bing,
America,
bing bong.
America first, hate.
Oh.
The center square just says lie. So it's like kind of general lie.
Oh, it's the free space.
the lie free space. Build the wall. Make America great again. Many people are saying. And so we took Penny's great template and came up with our own. And we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Presidential Bingo. Would you like to share?
Yes. So here's the great thing about technology. If you are watching the live stream right now on either Twitter/X, Facebook, or YouTube, you're about to see a first-time preview of the bingo, if this works.
If it works, we'll see.
We're experimenting. Yep, here we go. There we go.
Look at
that. It's a little janky, and it's designed, but as you can see, it's weird how it's showing up. But you can see basically the same idea as Penny. We have a bingo card. It says right there, 2024 presidential debate bingo, because if you have to watch, it might as well be fun.
Exactly. Give you something to do on the side.
We use some of Penny's ideas as well, and we use bing, 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 bong. But this is not just Trump. This is also
Joe Biden.
So we have, listen,
folks.
These
are things that they have actually said.
Yep. Huge. That's malarkey. We have ourselves a nobody's been treated as badly. That works as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know more about.
Anything.
We have, I'm serious. That's a Biden one. Haters and losers growing up in Scranton. That goes on and on. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you can see it. If you're listening right now, you're like, I want to see it. You'll be able to because I have put this bingo card along with the total file, which will give you
five options. See, all the same squares, but in different orders.
Exactly. You can download it on the Civic Media website for this show. So you're going to go to the podcast page, the show's page, click on today's show. The first hour, you will see the file. You download it, you can print it, and you can use it tonight. Here's what we want you to do. Download it, print it, use it, And then send us pictures or videos of you playing the game tonight if you were going to be watching. You can do it by sending it to the email, janesays@civicmedia.us. You can text it to the text line for tomorrow's show when we're on. You can post it on our social medias, whether it's Facebook or Facebook or Twitter. That's at Matt and Air on Air. We just want to hear from you. We want to see you playing some bingo. So here it is on the live stream right now. It's going to be on the website, on the show notes. Download, print, play.
It should be something to watch.
Sue got a really good witch hunt.
Yeah, we forgot. Well, witch hunt.
We would have made a huge bingo card. A huge bingo card.
Brendan also says you missed Radical.
True. There were a lot of Trumpisms that we just could not get to. America First, that's a bummer.
John Kay says, no, look, I really mean it. This is a sham bingo card. That's funny, John. Kidding, super funny. I'm glad you think so. And again, this is all courtesy of Penny is the one who gave us the idea for this. Penny from La Crosse yesterday. So,
but then Jane sends me a text yesterday afternoon going, can we make
can
a bingo card?
Do this? Wouldn't
that
be cool?
And the internet came and said, yes, you can.
So again, after the show, once Greg gets the show notes posted, go to the first hour. Mm-hmm. Go to the show notes. Download the file.
Yep.
Print off the bingo cards. Again, there are five different cards, same words, but arranged differently because we don't want everyone to win at the same time.
Exactly. That's
going to have to, the prize is going to have to be up to you.
Yeah. You make up your own prizes.
Right. And let us know what you decide too.
Exactly.
I'd love to know that.
Oh, I'm really hoping. Seriously, if we just have at least two people tell us what's happening, we could talk about it for an hour. It's going to be so much fun.
It will be worth it.
It'll be huge.
Oh, and I do want to go back to just one thing.
Yes.
That we skipped last hour with all this talk from right wingers and right wing media talking about how Joe Biden's going to be all hopped up on something tonight. There are several compilations of the former president doing nothing but sniffing during various events, speeches, debates.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about somebody, I don't know, potentially snorting something.
Oh, the old booger sugar?
I think you're looking at the wrong person. We're not going to listen to too much of this because it's a minute. Someone put together a minute and a half of nothing but sniffing.
Folks, you're thinking to yourself, that's not that much. Think of 90 seconds of what you're about to hear.
Yeah, Calvin, play just a little bit of this. Yeah, that's enough.
That man never met a line he didn't like.
There's actually some people who have made songs out of the sniffs.
They've used the sniff as beats.
Oh, my goodness.
Feeling good now?
I am.
All right, good.
Bingo.
Bing bong bingo.
Bing
2024.
Bong bingo.
Presented by Matt and Aaron
and Civic Media. And again, thanks to Penny for that idea. Our coverage tonight starts at 7:30 with News Director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. Supposed to start at 8 p.m., 90 minutes long, and then a 30-minute recap. We also wanted to just remind you, if you're looking for something new and stylish for the summer.
I'm always looking for something new and stylish.
You know where you can go, Greg Bach? You go to civicmedia.us.
I've heard of this website.
And you go to the shop button, and you click on that.
Yeah.
And there's several different versions of our t-shirts, and we have a pretty nice baseball cap that says Civic Media on it. It's one way to help us spread the word. If you could help us spread the word that we're out here, that would be fantastic. All right. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, would you like a soupçon of corruption with that? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News special report. President Biden and former President Donald Trump went head-to-head in the CNN presidential debate. Trump on accepting a loss in November.
If it's a fair and legal and good election, absolutely. I would have much rather accepted these, but the fraud and everything else was ridiculous.
Trump repeatedly claimed Biden is destroying the country.
I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country. I would be very happy to be someplace else in a nice location someplace.
Biden on Trump accepting losing.
You continue to provoke this lie about somehow there's all this misrepresentation, all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner. The idea if you lose again, you accepting anything, you can't stand the loss. Something snapped in you when you lost the last time.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Brizzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Brizzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, a southeast breeze, and temperatures will drop to the mid and upper 50s by daybreak, and a couple of showers possible by that point. A little better chance of rain on Friday, showers and storms, highs reaching the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To the whack, whack, whack of the match.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are just joining us right before the news, we were talking about tonight's presidential debate. Our coverage will start at 7:30 across Civic Media, hosted by our news director, Terry Bell, and our friend and colleague, Todd Alba. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock, going to go about 90 minutes, and they'll have a 30-minute recap to following tonight's debate. But we were having a little fun, inspired by listener Penny from La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday a bingo card she drew up for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of stole her idea. Tweaked it, shall we say.
We borrowed the idea.
Tweaks.
Yes.
And so we have our presidential debates bing-bong bingo calendar right there. You can see it if you're watching on the live stream. And once the show notes are posted, it takes about, 45 minutes after the show?
Yeah, it should be done then.
Check the show notes, and there will be a file in there that you can download. And then you can print off our bing-bong bingo cards tonight if you're going to be watching the debate. Prizes are up to you.
Yeah, we're not supplying
those. We're not supplying those, and you can decide if you have to drink. If you want to make it a drinking game, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, or just bragging rights.
Yep, that too. But if you want to have a little fun, and it's deadly serious, I really do. We generally want people to watch the debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I understand the desire to crawl in a hole and pretend this stuff isn't happening, but it is.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give you some reason to, if you weren't going to watch it, maybe now this will be the push.
So really quick, we got a comment on the live stream from Tony saying, can you post the bingo card link? I can't at this moment. So here's what you're going to do. I'll make it really quick. You will go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, find Matt Nair on Air, and then you're going to find today's first hour show.
They're divided into 2 hours.
Correct. And then you will see that when you open that up, you will see the download immediately. So I can't give it because it's not generated yet, but just go find the podcast, the first hour podcast version of the show on civicmedia.us in the show tab, and you should have it right there ready for you.
And then we would love to see pictures too if you decide to play along tonight.
Yes.
And you can also feel free to alter them. If you have some other words you would rather have on there, play, but be our guest.
Be our guest.
Exactly. All right, we're going to change. Speaking of the Supreme Court, on a 6-3 party line vote yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled state officials may accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for their official actions, despite a federal anti-corruption statute that appears to ban such things. Would you like a side of corruption with that? Justice Brett Kavanaugh writing the opinion in Snyder versus U.S. For the court's Republican-appointed majority, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the dissent on behalf of the court's three Democrats. This will blow your mind.
Yeah.
This is going to, I think. So this case turns out a distinction between bribes and gratuities. This is the sticking point. According to Brett Kavanaugh, bribes are payments made or agreed to before an official act in order to influence that person with respect to that future act. So, if I understand this correctly, Greg Bach.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $100.
You heard that here.
I'm going to give you $100.
Yes.
So that you give me the headliner spot at Laughing Tap.
Jane, I can't do that. That is a bribe that you are trying to pay me for something before the fact. I'm just going to stand over here looking at the weather.
Now, on the other hand, a gratuity, Greg Bach.
Oh, yes. What's up?
That is typically made to an official after an official act as a token of appreciation. So if you gave me the headlining spot at the Laughing Tap, and I performed, and afterwards I gave you $100.
Yes.
That's a tip.
Yeah.
That's just a thank you.
Let's call it a consulting fee.
Sure.
Yeah.
According to this article in Vox, if this seems like a negligible difference, the facts of this case will only underscore this. So here is the specific case involved. James Snyder, a former mayor, took $13,000 gratuity from a trucking company after the city of which he was mayor bought 5 trash trucks from said company for $1.1 million. Snyder said the money was a consulting fee, but federal prosecutors charged him with violating the anti-corruption statute. Statute prohibits state officials from corruptly accepting anything of value from any person with the intent to be influenced or rewarded for that official act. So, Mr. Snyder takes 13 grand from a trucking company after the city bought 5 trash trucks from that company for $1.1 million.
Yes.
So this was a tip. It was a thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bribe.
Mm-mm.
Because they gave the money, the $13,000, to Snyder after the company bought the trucks.
As you know, Jane, I used to work for a mayor.
Yes.
And he helped, he advised, like, they purchased many things in the time he was there that I worked for him. You know, they purchased trucks, they purchased, you know, things that worked in the city. Major purchases, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Never once did he get a kickback. I mean, sorry,
a gratuity
for services. And like these air quotes I'm doing are doing the heavy lifting. Services rendered. This is ridiculous. And you said something that I was thinking. 13 grand is a very odd amount of money. Like, not 15, not 20, or for 1.1 million, just make it 100 grand while you're at it. But here's 13 grand. Good luck on buying half of a new car.
And that really stood out to me, too. It's like, that's such an arbitrary number.
Yeah. There's more money. There's more money somewhere.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I think so. I think 13 grand was the official. I think there's a mattress full of cash. That's where my little conspiracy brain's going.
The only thing that would make me more suspicious if it was like $13,007. Because it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Well, I wanted 10, but I got it for 13 so I could pay the taxes on it. Because what am I, a criminal?
As Ketanji Brown writes, Jackson writes in her dissent, the most natural reading of this statute is that it targets both bribes and gratuities. Mm-hmm. And again, a bribe is a payment that will influence a future decision, but a gratuity is a payment rewarding a past decision.
Bribe is before, gratuity is
after.
It's like when you don't pay for your meal up front. Oh, sometimes you do. No, wait, I don't. This is ridiculous.
This should outrage everyone.
Yeah. And
it really should.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something that's going to outrage our listeners even more. Guess which two justices did not recuse themselves from the case?
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
This is tough.
It's not Thurgood Marshall.
Okay.
It's not John Jay.
No. I would posit that it is Clarence Thomas.
Bing, bing, bing.
And Sam Alito.
Bing, bing, bong.
Hmm.
Yeah. Two gentlemen who are currently living, I think their homes are located in the pockets of billionaires, like
Pretty sure.
Property inside the pockets of billionaires. And no, they did not recuse themselves. They went along and decided on the case and decided on the side of bribery. I'm sorry, gratuities.
Gratuities.
My mistake. It's really hard to, I'm sorry.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Is it bribery or is it just a gratuity? It's a thank you. Perfectly natural, perfectly normal. What's the problem?
We got a text message from Matt in Germantown. He said, but if a gratuity is expected to come, is it a bribe? And yeah, honestly, that question just muddies it all up as well. This is so, and honestly, the explanation by Justice Kavanaugh, Associate Justice Kavanaugh, that like, I feel like the way he says it, bribes are payment. Like, he had his hands on his hip with his head bouncing, like, you are dumb kids.
Let me explain to you very slowly.
Let dad speak, and dad is right, and don't question. Now, I'm going to take my $13,000 motorcycle that I got, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset.
Well, can't this then be applied to Gold Bar Bob? Gold Bar Bob Menendez?
He was just, were these bribes? Did he get kickbacks?
Well, I mean, wouldn't this just be a gratuitous, you know, so he did some illegal lobbying on behalf of foreign governments, but they thanked him afterwards. Not before. I mean, we don't know when he got all the gold bars and the cash. Did that come before he did the illegal lobbying or after?
Is it weird that it still bothers me that it's only like $450,000? Like, when you were like, he's stashing gold bars and cash, I'd be like, oh, there's got to be millions of dollars. They're like, no, it's like about a house.
That's
really?
Still a lot of money cash.
It's a lot of money, but my brain that was raised in Hollywood says, you know, it should be cash and gold that's worth millions and millions. I think it's funny because it's such, once again, this is just a scenario like a villain. Bob Menendez sounds like a villain. The Supreme Court justices sound like villains. It's just all, we're devolving into a Batman comic book.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Karina joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. What do you think about this?
Well, if police stops me to give me a speeding ticket and decides that to give me a warning, I guess I can give $300 to a policeman then for tips.
Why not?
Well, you're just giving him a tip, right? You're just, it's a thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I'm saying, why police? It's because all of it is a civil service. You went and you committed your life for a civil service. Nothing else. No gifts. No benefits other than to be a service to your country and people, and no tips. You're not a freaking waiter.
That's the quote of the day. You're not a freaking waiter.
Thank you, Karina, very, very much. Thank you, as always, for listening. It is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
It really is. Brendan Lewis says, the guy who got a free country club membership and his credit card debit paid, and he's talking about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of questions about old Brett.
We might even have ourselves a fun game for tomorrow. I'm thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, we might put it in the, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We were thinking about the Supreme Court and just the fact that, you know, they're up for sale.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah.
It sure seems that way. I've said for a long time, I think they should wear patches on their robes like NASCAR drivers do, so we know who owns them. It would just be easier. And we can take the guesswork out of it. And if they're not wearing your patch, then you need to pay them more money.
Yep, exactly. There you go.
You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
So speak, monkey.
Naturally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You got to make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Gal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Calvin standing by to screen your calls at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Coming up after 11 o'clock, going to be talking about lots of activity with the Supreme Court today.
Yes.
They're issuing decisions, more expected tomorrow, and now they are also expected to go into next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at least the early part of next week, so it will be interesting. They still have not issued any rulings about complete and total presidential immunity. I still think that they're going to drop that tomorrow and then scatter away for the weekend. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. I don't care if what they do afterwards. I just hope they just say, no, you don't have that. You have certain immunities as president. Like, I can't sue the president if my car seatbelt doesn't work. But total and unqualified immunity? I mean, what are you even talking about?
This shouldn't even be a thing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even be here. So they made it issued a decision. It leaked yesterday. And now it turns out this is the decision, and it affects emergency rooms in Idaho and whether or not they have to treat women who are miscarrying and need an abortion. So we will talk about that after the 11 o'clock news. If you are just joining us, we were just talking about another decision from yesterday. On a 6-3 vote, the court ruled state officials can accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for official actions. So a bribe is made before an official act, but a gratuity is after the act has been done, just as kind of a thank you. And this goes back to the mayor of a town who accepted $13,000 after the city decided to buy 5 trash trucks from that company for over $1 million.
Do you think he handed them like one of those like handheld things and they were filling it out and then there was a little tip
little
option?
Tips. Like $10,000,
yeah.
$13,000, $15,000.
Which really, when you think about it, like 20%, that's a...
He got ripped off.
He got ripped off, man.
He did get ripped off.
That company is bad tippers.
We should take this up.
We should.
You were robbed,
yes.
Man. You were robbed.
You can accept more if you want. I mean, it's fine.
Come on. Round it up to 25 or
what's one point,
something.
What's 1.3 million between Jeez. Friends?
And then also, and it was one of our friends on the live stream who pointed out that there was another decision regarding the Sackler family. And Purdue.
Yeah, so the New York Times reporting by way of Abby Van Sickle out of Washington said the Supreme Court ruled that members of the wealthy Sackler family cannot be shielded from lawsuits over their role in the opioid crisis as part of a bankruptcy settlement that would channel billions of dollars to victims and their families. It was a 5-4 decision written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, and he held that the federal bankruptcy code does not authorize a liability shield for third parties in bankruptcy agreements. Now, the Justice Brett Kavanaugh actually wrote the dissent on this one, and he said, quote, the decision is wrong on the law and devastating for more than 100,000 opioid victims and their families. Now, this is the part that kind of confuses me, because this just came out.
Just broke.
So I'm not a lawyer, so I can't contextualize this, but It says that the decision jeopardizes a carefully negotiated settlement Purdue and the Sacklers had reached, in which the members of the family promised to give up to $6 billion to states, states, local governments, tribes, and individuals to address the public health crisis. And to me, what it sounded like was they can't not pay if they declare bankruptcy. That's what my brain says. But if Judge Brett Kavanaugh is saying, and this article is saying, that this decision puts that settlement into jeopardy, that's where I would love to have like a Maggie Dawn or a Jim Santel come on, maybe explain it a little bit deeper for us to make us understand the financial implications that come from this decision.
And by the way, Jim Santel, who is a lawyer and has a show on Saturdays here on Civic Media called Amicus Brief, and I highly encourage you to listen. He is going to be joining us on Tuesday.
Great.
At 10:30 after the 10:30 news on Tuesday. We have lots of different legal questions about so many different cases.
Yeah.
And so we will certainly be talking about this gratuity versus bribery. Give me a break, people.
Supreme Court cases used to be like there was like maybe one in the bunch that was interesting that came out every season.
And now it never ends.
It's all entertainment now. It's all these things. It's, you know, it's,
as Tony says on the live stream, if we can't protect our own oligarchs, what kind of country are we running?
You're right,
Tony.
You're very,
they're struggling.
They're struggling, people.
They're struggling.
Yeah. I mean, we almost took away their freedom to bribe people.
That's so wrong.
We had to rebrand it.
Right. Rebranding is a good way to put it. All right. Don't forget, presidential debate is tonight. A lot of people say many people are saying, Greg Bach, that they're going to be watching. So we borrowed an idea from listener Penny in La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday her bingo card that she's got ready for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of took her idea and tweaked it a little bit.
Yes.
If you are watching on the live stream, Greg Bach, you can put that up there. Here is a copy of the bingo card that we came up with among the squares, and we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo. We have Bing Bing Bong. Come on, man. Rigged. Growing up in Scranton. Haters and losers. These are among some of the boxes. And these are things that both candidates have actually said.
Yes.
So there are some Bidenisms in there.
Yep.
And there are lots of Trumpisms in there as well, including many people are saying.
I threw in there a my friend Barack Obama in there, just in case. To me, if he says that, that's a big one. Malarkey, that's the one where you get a high five. If you're drinking a sociable, like...
That's a five-pointer.
Yes.
Malarkey for malarkey. But those are our rules. You can set up your own rules and your own prizes for however you want to play Bing Bong Bingo tonight during the presidential debate. It will be in the show notes.
Yes.
So after the show is over, go to civicmedia.us, click on Matt Nair on Air. You look for the first hour. There will be a file in there that you can download. Right in the description. And then you can print off. We have five different copies. They all have the same phrases, but in different places. So you can play Bing Bong Bingo tonight. And the free space from Andrew, that's if both candidates actually show up. Because there is still that possibility.
I mean, there's no way Joe's not showing up. He can't not show up. But Trump could drop out and just be like, I don't care. And
I don't want
to
go.
People are like, yeah, don't go to the corrupt debates. It's CNN.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.